Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Phil Sansom, and this week we're heading up to the International Space Station to answer this question from listener Fady.
Has life changed for astronauts on the ISS due to coronavirus? And are astronauts still allowed to be sent to and from the ISS?
3, 2, 1.
Astronauts' lifestyles on the International Space Station have not significantly changed during the coronavirus pandemic. No astronaut physical distancing or donning of personal protective equipment are enforced on board.
That is Filippo Castrucci, a flight surgeon at the European Space Agency, one of the main organizations involved with the International Space Station.
Also, to date, the pandemic has not affected crew changes on ISS. In fact, since the infection started spreading around the world, one crew has launched and two have returned to Earth. The next launch is expected around the end of May.
So why is it basically business as usual? Well, it's not that the coronavirus isn't a huge issue. It's just that any bug spreading through the astronauts would be a problem. So they're always on high alert.
Crew and crew support personnel are always properly immunized and undergo 2 weeks of pre-flight quarantine at the launch site. With COVID-19, the quarantine has extended to 1 month, and there is now dedicated and repeated testing.
As far as anyone knows, that's more than enough time to let the virus burn itself out.
And in the unlikely event that a severe transmissible disease as COVID-19 should be suspected on ISS, given that the astronauts share living spaces, hygiene facilities, and air, by the time the first individual shows early symptoms, it is likely that the entire crew is already infected. As the consequences for crew health and mission safety may be severe, and the known severity of COVID-19 exceeds the in-flight treatment capabilities, evacuation back to Earth is the most appropriate measure.
Meanwhile, other space programs are going ahead too. Evan Ayu mentioned on our forum the Perseverance Mars rover, which if it misses its launch date in July, it won't get the right planetary alignment again for another 18 months. So NASA have appropriately decided to persevere. Thanks to Filippo for answering that one. Next week's question comes courtesy of listener Denise.
There are plants that contain saponins and were used by Australian Aboriginal people as bush medicine. Aboriginal family members in remote areas are concerned about the coronavirus, but do not have access to hand sanitizer or sometimes even soap. Is there any research on the antiviral properties of saponins?
Can you help out with Denise's question? Join the discussion on our forum. That's nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you have a question you'd like us to answer, why not email chris@nakedscientists.com, use the web form at nakedscientists.com/question, or come find us on Twitter or Facebook. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.